I love how the AI race is changing. It's no longer just about which model is the smartest.
Right. The bigger competition is happening underneath the surface. Chips, data centers, inference infrastructure, security architecture, and trust frameworks.
It's a little exciting, right? A smart model is no longer enough by itself.
Exactly. A model can look amazing in a demo, but in production it can fail if it's too slow, too expensive, unreliable, or unsafe.
So the winners won't just be the ones with the best benchmark scores.
Correct. The winners will be the ones that can deliver intelligence reliably, affordably, and safely in real-world environments.
That's why chips and infrastructure are becoming such a huge part of the story.
Yes. AI models need serious compute, both for training and for inference. Every user request, agent action, or enterprise workflow uses resources.
And it's not just about owning the fastest chip anymore.
No. The focus is expanding to total system design, memory bandwidth, interconnects, energy efficiency, cooling, networking, data center layout, and keeping large workloads stable under pressure.
It almost feels like AI is becoming a utility, where the physical infrastructure really matters.
That's a good way to put it. At production scale, factors like latency, cost, availability, and energy efficiency can matter more than raw model quality.
I really like that framework.
It's simple but important. Slow responses can make a useful product annoying. Expensive inference limits adoption. Reliability matters in critical workflows. And power and cooling become major concerns as usage grows.
So the best model is only as strong as the infrastructure serving it.
Exactly. And that's where security and trust become core requirements, not afterthoughts.
That matters so much, because a simple chatbot is very different from an AI system that can access files, send messages, run code, or manage databases.
Yes. When AI systems gain more capabilities and connect to more tools, they introduce more risk.
Organizations need to feel confident about what the system can access and how it will behave.
They need guardrails, audit trails, access controls, and clear policies for when the system should stop, ask for confirmation, or escalate to a human.
And I think that's where trust becomes an emotional part of the product, not just a technical one.
Absolutely. AI security is broader than model security. It includes protecting prompts and sensitive user data, preventing prompt injection and abuse, securing APIs and connected tools, controlling what autonomous agents can do, monitoring model behavior in production, and building governance into the product from the start.
That's a big shift, security becoming part of the architecture and development process, not something added after launch.
Yes, and trust will become a major competitive advantage.
I think that's one of the most interesting parts. As raw capability becomes more widespread, differentiation will come from reliability, accountability, and user confidence.
For consumers, trust means consistent behavior, privacy, and responsible claims.
For enterprises, it means governance, compliance, and predictability.
And for developers, it means stable tools, clear documentation, and transparent limitations.
So the next wave of AI products will likely compete not only on intelligence, but on how responsibly and reliably that intelligence can be deployed.
Companies that treat trust as a core engineering discipline will have a real advantage over those that treat it as a compliance checkbox.
That's a powerful takeaway. The future of AI is being decided beneath the model.
The most important progress is no longer only happening in model training, but in the surrounding ecosystem. The chips that power inference, the data centers that keep systems running, the security systems that protect them, and the trust frameworks that make them usable at scale.
So if we want to understand where AI is heading, we should watch infrastructure, security investments, and long-term deployment design, not just the model announcements.